Hello?
Gordon? Hello?
Yes?
Hi. This is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. Just wanted to know how you're doing in your business, and you've been approved with Bank of Cardiff in the past, so I just wanted to know if you still need funds right now, either for equipment or working capital.
We've been talking to some of your people, but basically, I found that 39% is just
with me. Yeah. Now your balances are lower, right? The reason it was such a high because the risk was high because your balances was pretty high. Did you get any additional loans, or you just have what you had before?
No, we had what we had before.
Okay, so your balances must be much lower now, right?
Well, they're probably lower by 20,000 or 30,000, 40,000, something like that.
Yeah, do you know what's your what's now your balance with Business Banker?
Well, I mean, in July, August, September, 3 months, 16. Yeah, we're probably at about 160 or something like that.
About 160, and your second loan?
Well, that one is just about probably 47 or something like that, 48.
It's now 48,000.
Yeah.
48 and 140, you think? Okay.
140, 150. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact amount, but, we've been paying them as agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you send me your recent bank statements?
If all we're doing is talking about 39% and redoing
That's why I want to see if we can do better, because the reason it was 39 cents on the dollar in 8 months is because you had the LG funding and Business Banker balances too high. So we couldn't pay off them.
Well, and I don't think we can pay it off now. My thought was is that we'll just have to do some things in order to keep paying on it so that, we're down to a level that, we're not refinancing everything and losing those funds too, because that's what
it's
going to be.
That would be the best. But right now, since you have, like you're saying, about $48,000 on the LG funding, it could be easier to refinance that one, just to pay off that one.
Well, and I don't have any major issues with that. I don't have any major issues with that, but I'm not sure why that would be making any difference with you.
Let me explain.
You came back at me at 39 points, and there was no way I could deal with that.
Yeah, and that was because the risk assessment at that time was higher. Your balance goes down, and the risk is lower for us to do it.
Well, as I said, I'm looking more for a longer term partner with us, and I didn't see that as being
If we can get you like 18 months in the beginning and then get you longer term, you can get longer term while you're with us.
Yeah, with Business Banker, they made me all kinds of promises, and then all of a sudden they took a change of business practice or something, and then they kind of screwed over me.
Yeah, I understand. It's because they changed their threshold for the risk assessment. Yeah, I know. But you can try again with us.
From the time I got their loan until the time it was it was time for them to redo it as they said they would do, then they started coming up with all kinds of bullshit things, from Dun and Bradstreet. And I said, I've never been on Dun and Bradstreet in my life. I said, I've been in business 45 years, and I've never used Dun and Bradstreet for anything because all they've got is misinformation.
And I understand.
So anyway,
see, I'll tell you, a lot of people in this business are saying, give you all kind of promises and cannot keep them. I'll explain to you how it works. I'll be absolutely honest with you. The lowest rate you can get, it's when we're taking the first position. And to be able to get the first position, we have to pay off both of your loans, which you have right now. In working capital, to be eligible for paying off existing loans, you have to be approved for amount almost twice minimum, it has to be 60% of what you owe. So right now you have, let's say, 180,000 in your balance, so you have to be approved for 360. Your business has to be approved for us to give you our preferred rate. And 360, it's a very large loan. We do give these loans. But I want to see at that time when you applied, it was even more. 360 is maybe doable, but that time you had 280, so we needed 560,000. It was too much. So now what I'm hoping, and that's why I'm giving you this promise, is that I want to try to get you the first position loan. But
if there was something reasonable for a second position loan that it gave us a chance to get the cash that we need and then pay off business backer as we go, or once we get into it another 3 or 4 months, then
you
then
would
we,
think about it. Okay, I understand. Can you send
if I can't get a good program for the second position loan to allow us to pay off business backer before we continue?
It's
almost nonsensical to go forward.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not pressing you to do it. I just said that it doesn't take much. We already have all your documents. You will just send me your August and September statements.
Let's say we give you August and September statements.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to do for us other than get us another 39% deal?
No. 39% deal was actually the worst possible deal we could get at that time because we were taking the second position and very risky second position since you had a very high balance on the first position. We have more than 40 different programs, and we have tiers of programs. Why I'm asking for August and September right now, because I want to move you from the tier where you landed last time to the lower one to get you better terms.
And what would those terms be, pray tell?
I cannot tell you for sure what it would be. Our best one would be about 17 cents on a dollar in 18 months.
Well, that would be perfectly acceptable, and I'd be more than happy
to
take LG with
that. That's the best. Yeah, so for you to understand, we have a huge range. We're not like usual banks who just tell you you're either qualified or not qualified. With us, you're pretty much always qualified. It just depends on which program we can put you, where you can be qualified. So that's why it makes sense with us if you will check again, maybe now with lower balance, you would be qualified for a better deal.
Well, I mean, you know, actually, we could probably pay off LG on our own, but the only thing is I want to know if that, you know, is going to be worthwhile for us to do that.
I understand. That's
but you see, nobody wants to give us any kind of guarantees. They don't want to say anything, and they say, "Well, you know, we want to." You know,
I cannot.
We'll
I'll again. I'll explain. You know your business, but let me explain how we work. I'm not approving loans. I don't have this authority. I need to represent it to my credit department. They do the risk assessment, and they come back and tell me what kind of programs you can be qualified for. Especially, I cannot qualify you without even looking at the document.
Yeah, but the documents you want, I mean, I can tell you exactly what our purchases are or what our sales are. I mean, I can give it to you within the dollar.
No, it's not, I understand, but it's not only what your purchases are. We need to see the bank statements. It's a lot of things which they're looking at. It's insufficient funds, it's, you know, the number of deposits, there's the consistency. It's a lot of things credit department is looking at in your bank statements to assess the risk. So your terms are better when the risk of giving you money is lower. That you understand, right?
I understand it, but I also understand that the underwriter's job is to try to maximize the amount of money they can get out of us without us going broke.
Yes and no. That's why they're doing their analysis. That's why we have such a big credit department with all these analysts who are trying to give you unsecure money in the amount and terms that you will be able to pay back. So for all that, we need to see your financial documents. Any lender you'll go to will not talk to you without the documents. You know,
yeah, but you've got everything that we got except for just.
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah, but it's already. I understand, but it's already 2 months since we had your documents. So for the last 2 months, a lot of things could change. You know,
well,
if you didn't.
The only thing that changed is that we closed the store.
What do you mean you closed the store?
It was simple. We had an underperforming store. There was a center there that turned very violent for whatever reason. We were losing money on it, and now we actually picked up about 15 or 20% of that business with one of our neighboring stores. And so we closed the store. And if this keeps on with everybody trying to get 39% on everything all the time, I'm probably going to close another one. You know, because I'm getting tired of beating my gums with people trying to, keep this, business really cash flow, positive. And whether we close one store or two stores, I don't care, you know, because
yeah.
We've got a couple of underperforming stores. And actually, from what I can see, the financial, part of this is such that, they would rather... And rather than have a reasonable program between the two of us over a period of time, they want to get all their money, up front, period. And, I have no problem one way or another. They can do what they want, but you're calling me. And, I mean, the last time it was 39 points, and I've got to tell you, I was totally shocked.
Yeah, but you already had two loans, that's why, again.
I know. We had two loans, and yeah. I still got two loans. And
we've paid them down,
but so what? I mean, it's a matter of maybe $40,000 difference.
Yeah, but that's a big difference.
What difference is that going to make?
That's a big difference. On $250,000 loan, $40,000 is a big difference.
Well, it may be, but I'll be willing to bet you that the best deal they're going to come back with is something close to 30 points for 7 months.
No, why for 7 months? You know, our shortest program is 6 to 8 months. It's the shortest program. So what you got last time
that's
was
7 months. You know, I said 6 or 7
yeah,
months.
But no, I mean,
because
I understand
that's what you
this,
gave me. Now,
yeah,
Lena,
I understand that.
You gave
I'm
me
not,
39
I'm
points
not,
for 7 months.
Okay. I'm not trying to get you the same program and try to talk you into it. I understand your point, and I understand that the only way we can work together, Bank of Cardiff and your business, is if we'll come back with something better than that, much better than that. So that's why I just said, if you want, you can send me your two bank statements and we can take a look at it. We're willing to take a look and see what we can offer you now compared to what it was 2 months ago.
All right, but even when we get done with credit backers and 8 months or something like that, even when we get, you know, and
like
they're
I
taking care of, then you're going to look at the loan that we got from you as being second position, so we're not going to improve ourselves at all.
No, you will. You will already have the history of payments with us. And that's a big deal. You know, when you have a client who pays on time, who is in good standing, that changes a lot. We trust you much more at that point. Because even though we know that you have a loan with business backers, we don't know your history of payments with business backers. You understand?
Yeah, don't you think business backer would have an awful lot to say if we didn't pay him as agreed?
We don't know yet. They wouldn't say anything on your bank statements, right? And all we have is your bank statement.
All you have is
so
what?
Your bank statements. We only look at your bank statements and your tax return. What we can see from there, how happy business backers are. We don't know. So that's why, again, you want to send me these two statements?
I'll send it to you, but I hope it's not a waste of time, Lena, because the first time was a waste of time.
I hope so, too. Believe me, I am not here just to waste my time. We are extremely busy. So I hope so. I just can see that it's a possibility that we can help you and we can improve your business, and that would be good. And
that
get you as
good.
Our client, yeah.
I mean, because right now I've got an opportunity to go into a new format store that we have all the equipment for, and all we need is the money for the inventory. But I don't have anybody to rely on for that.
I see. That's why I wanted to try again and see if we can do something for you at this time. Plus, our programs are changing a lot of the time. A lot of things are changing. The whole performance of your industry is taking into consideration. It's a lot of things. It's like, you know, our credit department constantly changes their guidelines. So it's worth trying. If you need funds, it's worth trying.
All right. What happened to the other guy that we were working with?
I don't know who you were working. You spoke with Dennis, with my credit manager.
Yeah, I guess that's what we were working with.
Yeah, but he is a credit manager. Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Do you have my email?
Where do you want me to send this to?
Okay. Lena@bankofcardiff.com. You should have my email. We emailed back and forth.
I'm sure I do.
Lena, L-E-N-A, at Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff being like C-A-R-D-I-F-F.
Yep, I got it. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lena.
Thank you. Bye-bye.